This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Pretty sure I haven't said Brexit on this program in a good couple of 3 weeks, but with Parliament back from its Easter recess and Prime Minister Theresa May in continuing negotiations with just about everybody to get some kind of withdrawal agreement done, Brexit, Brexit, Brexit. As things stand now, the UK could leave the European Union at any time between now and October 31st, which really just translates the word Brexit into uncertainty, uncertainty, uncertainty. And so we arrive at today's installment of our series, My Economy, stories of people making a go of it. This one from a British importer.
My name's Paolo Arrigo. I'm the director of Frankie Seeds, and I live in London and with my family, two children and wonderful wife. What we specialise in is Italian varieties. There's purple peppers there. There's chilies of all shapes and sizes. As a company, as an importer, normally we just order seeds from Italy and they arrive on a lorry. There's no paperwork, there's no barriers, there's no delays. Now, because of this whole Brexit process, we've had to prepare for a no-deal Brexit. We've had to apply for an EORI, which is a type of importation document. We've had to get a customs broker, like when we import goods from America or China. Now, all of these things have a cost to them, and that means that we will have to put our prices up. Guess what? If the price of seed goes up, the price of food goes up. This is flight school 101 stuff. Britain is not self-sufficient. It's estimated that less than half of the seeds in domestic seed packets actually come from Britain. And the remainder, you know, come from the EU, China, India. They come from all over, but we don't have a big hobby seed industry in this country anymore. So a bit of British humour, we came up with a Brexit vegetable growing survival kit. And basically, it's a selection of vegetable seeds. They're varieties that you can sow all year. We've got some shelling beans, French beans there, or pole beans, as they would be called in America. We've got some peas there, and peas can be preserved in jars. They can be eaten fresh. That was the thinking behind the kit, to have something to sow or harvest every single month of the year, varieties that can be preserved. We came up with the idea one Saturday night after a drink, and it was really a bit of a joke. But we mocked up the label. We launched it with a single tweet on the Sunday morning, and we've sold hundreds. We've almost sold 1,000 now, just in the last 9 weeks. But actually, it's been so successful that we've been thinking of doing another Armageddon vegetable growing survival kit, which has hit a lot of hilarity in the business. But then Brexiteers always did say that there would be Brexit opportunities for business, but I don't think they thought it would be like this.